I have to say this. He hit my hands. Look at those hands. Are they small hands? And he referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee. I've never been criticized about the size of my hands before. I'm saying to myself, what's going on here? So what do I do? For the rest of my life, I have the curse that I have little hands. Little hands. Take that guy.
I don't care if you vote blue. Clinton, Bernie, Kasich too. Ted Cruz, just a creepy dude. But Donald, what the...
China.
Clinton thinks that it's her turn. Larry David feels the burn. Obama's not really concerned about Donald. What the...
China.
Hillary way. Chris Christie still has an A. His lifetime helping up Trump states. I wish Jeb Bush would come back. Rubio threw in his hat. He never backs his claims with facts. It's Donald. What the...
China.
We had to do a little creative editing there.
I love it.
The original not safe for work version will be available at WGNRadio.com.
That is hilarious. Yeah. I'm going to use the China at home when I feel like
China.
I need to say the other word in front of the kid. Oh,
right. The word, the other word.
The other word, is in the other version, which you can get on WGNRadio.com.
Right. Did we put that up yet?
Is that up?
It'll go up in a second there.
Okay. Yeah, that is so creative.
This is a not safe for work version, by the way, or for the kids. You know, we here at the Rokan Show with Anna DeVellantis, we don't pull any punches. We're adults. Mm-hmm. It's an adult show.
It is.
You know, we love the kids. We invite them in, and hopefully they will learn something. Mm-hmm. We're not big with the swears, but when we put stuff up sometimes on social media or other places, it could get a little dicey.
That's where you just know. You just got to be a little more careful over there.
Yeah.
But we understand the kiddos could be in the car, so we try to keep it clean for broadcast.
We try. It's not. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not always successful at that, but we try.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mama, what's a Carnarvon wagon? That's a question that might be having to be answered in some cars on Fridays in the afternoon.
Shut up!
That's what you say.
Yeah.
They can just say, oh, it's a fish.
Shut up!
It's true. It is a
fish. It is a fish. Oh, by the way.
Perfect.
By the way, speaking of that, I'm glad you brought that up. So Carnarvon the fish, that is the mascot of our program. He lives in the newsroom and sometimes in Violetta's booth.
Mm-hmm.
She'll sometimes, because they have cameras. If you go to WGNRadio.com, you can watch all this stuff being made too. There's live cameras on all the different mic positions here. And sometimes Violetta will give Carnarvon his own, like, Carnarvon cam.
Yeah, he likes that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
And he does flips and entertains the viewers.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's because he's actually heaving from the lack of proper nourishment or overnourishment in some cases.
Yeah, on weekends, apparently he doesn't get as much nourishment as he needs during the week, sometimes overfed. Is that fair?
So,
well, you know, he's getting ready
for the
weekend, so I give him extra food on Friday.
So Carnarvon did a bracket for the NCAA, and now that we have the Final Four in the NCAA, and this is really good. It's been a lot of fun, this tournament. And
these are the
teams that, you know, the best teams win the games at the time. That's just what it is. They're the best team at that moment. And they win. And it's been just a ton of fun. Carnarvon didn't have a single one of them. As a matter of fact, Carnarvon not only did not have a single one of them. Carnarvon had a couple big picks. And he did it by swimming back and forth in his bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And this was Sammy Lemmy Ding Dong and Violetta. They're pretty, aren't they, the two of them? They're pretty people, but I'm going to tell you something right now. There's something a little, you know, I don't know. There's something, to watch these guys, you know, with a Twizzler trying to push the fish around, I'm like, there's kind of like a third grade thing happening there. I don't know. Didn't it feel like that to you when you were doing it?
No, not at all.
No.
It felt very advanced and interesting.
Yeah, because you made things out of 3x5 cards. Right afterwards, I thought the two were going to do nap time.
It was very exhausting. It took a very long time to set those cards up.
Yes, I know.
That's a lot
of
teams.
We deserved a cookie after that.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, they pulled out cots and then they went to sleep on them. Anyway, the point is, Knarble has been just this whole thing has been an abject failure. Although Knarble, I think, may have done better, may have more points than I did.
No way.
In the whole thing. Oh my God. I had the worst ever. Though I have not, you know, it's been a descending thing. A number of years ago at work, I got into one and I actually made it to the final four, and it came down to the Saturday games mm-hmm. of the final four before I was out. I thought, well, that's something.
That's great.
You know, and every year since then, it's just been this cycling, this like almost like cyclonic demise.
Well, nobody had Syracuse. I mean, come on. Very few people had Syracuse.
It's fun, though.
It was a fun game to watch, and it was here. It was,
it's fun that
loved
Syracuse.
Loved it at that game.
Just the fourth double-digit seeded team to make the Final Four ever.
That's very cool. Yeah. Villanova, I'm just such a fan of Villanova mm-hmm. anyway. I mm-hmm. always like Villanova. And so it's fun to see them, you know, play well.
Yeah, especially after the two previous seasons where they were a top seed and a two seed and they got knocked out early. So this is sort of it felt like this was coming for them eventually, and they put some good wins together here. But Syracuse, some of those wins they've had, that shows you how much a college coach, a good head coach, can mean to your team, because some of the moves Jim Boeheim made during these games really were the difference makers.
So there you have it. We have and it's going to be fun. Next weekend's going to be, it's like this whole thing's going to be fun. Then baseball season, that's the nice thing about the Final Four weekend mm-hmm. is that that's also, you know, they play Saturday, they play Monday. They don't play Sunday, but on Sunday is when ESPN does the game that kicks off the baseball season at night. It's fun. Spring is here. Look at it outside.
It's beautiful. People, and it's supposed to get even nicer tomorrow.
I saw Geraldo limp by in a thong just a few minutes ago. That's how beautiful it is out here in a gold lame thong. Mm-hmm.
Did you see his Dancing with the Stars performance?
I don't want to talk about
as Trump. Oh my gosh. I know he's your friend and everything, but wow. If anyone deserved to be eliminated first, wow. My Lord. He wasn't dancing. It was unbelievable. He just shows up and he talks to us about how he has rehearsals and rehearsals and rehearsals. And then all of a sudden you see him like, what are we rehearsing?
Well, he's a bit of a complainer, too. Why do you think he and I are friends? We're basically, we're the same thing, except he's got a better career. I mean, that is just the ultimate truth of this whole matter.
Mm-hmm. I think you made a better Trump at Halloween than he did last night.
Thank you very much. I forgot that I was Trump at Halloween, actually.
Yeah, that happened.
That happened is right. Oh, gosh. All right. Violetta Podramedic, keeper of Knarble. But he's okay, right? He's alive?
Yeah, he's doing well. Just cleaned his bowl out yesterday.
After every weekend, I have to ask that question. And this is my first day back after a weekend. This is a four-day weekend for me. So this fish could be eaten by a dog before I was listening. This fish could be well dead.
You know, I don't like everyone questioning my parenting of the fish.
No, you're right. You should not. You deserve not to be questioned.
I am the only one taking care of it.
And the fish is doing great.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's hard.
All right. Listen, I'm not questioning the parenting.
Okay.
I'm not questioning you as a parent. I am questioning you as a logical force on this radio program. A force of logic.
That's fair enough.
You have to see it. The video's on WGNradio.com. It's a little long, I'll admit it.
Okay.
It's sort of like...
I thought they were going to fast forward all those swimming back and forth, but I guess not.
They show every pick?
No,
video?
Not every pick. Not every pick.
No, but
probably like six.
But it is one of those. You know when Richard Roper comes in here and goes, yeah, it's like about 40 minutes too long. That's kind of sort of where, or like 20 minutes, sort of where this particular video is. But I got to say, I mean, and again, these two kids are adorable.
That's so true.
Right? And the fish is adorable. The mm-hmm. whole thing. It's like Finding Nemo. But there's a moment where you stop and you go, oh my God. Are they adults? Are these adults?
Mm-hmm.